This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
You're listening to AvWeb's coverage of Aero 2019 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Mark Baker, president of AOPA. Mark, you gave a presentation here with some interesting data on surprising growth in pilot certifications. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, Paul, we knew we had to hit a bottom somewhere, and I think about 3 years ago is when we think it was. Combination between new pilot's license issued, about 15,000 back then, and about 580,000 active pilots as measured by some type of a medical. Both of those numbers increased substantially now. Now, still a small number on the private pilot's licenses, from 15,000 to 20,000, a little over 20,000 last year. But between the basic med and new pilot's license issued over the last couple of years, back into the 630,000 active pilots. So directionally, and you can tell this is all also happening by what the used aircraft values are. People are buying airplanes.
Now let's talk a little bit about those private pilots. Now we know there's, because of a commercial pilot shortage, a lot more people are going into schools to learn how to fly. And I had mentioned that some of that growth may be driven by that. Some of it probably is, but maybe not as much as we think.
Yeah, it certainly seems, and again, we don't know the absolute numbers of people that are going into professional flying of some sort at some point in time in their flying careers. What we hear anecdotally is that the strength in these Part 61 schools, the mom-and-pop flight schools, which are a couple thousand in the U.S., is about a lot of people interested in just GA flying. They're getting back, the economy strong in the U.S. There seems to be just a genuine interest, and there's some great new products out there as well for people to fly and access. So it does seem to be balanced. We have seen growth in young people interested in aviation as well that now can make a few bucks at it and have a good career in aviation. So it's pretty balanced growth from my view.
How about cost as a factor here? For many years, we assumed that cost was a factor. It still may be, but what part does cost play in this equation from what you can tell?
Well, certainly, it's always a factor. But I think from the professional side, it was a cost-benefit factor that wasn't very good. Initially, go on the right seat of a turboprop for $20,000 a year. Today, we're hearing, and I have personal experience with a couple of nephews that are making their way through, and their first jobs are in their $60,000, $70,000 range after getting their 1,500 hours done. And being a flight instructor today is a very rewarding. You hear numbers of $30 to $50, $60 an hour. Depends on the level of training you're doing. So you can actually be an active CFI today and get on with your ratings and get it covered and be ready to go without carrying a lot of debt if you're through one of those schools. So really there's a big need right now out there for CFIs like never before. More DPEs are needed. If we're going to get back what I hope will be 25 or 30,000 pilot's licenses a year, we need a lot more CFIs and a lot more DPEs, which is a real good problem. We haven't had that good problem for a long time.
Let's turn the focus to Europe for a minute. What do you hear from AOPA on activity in Europe?
What I hear from, we've got 79 affiliates around the world, and they lag a little bit compared to the U.S. market for certain. But I will tell you, my first example of our time being here at Aero, there's an amazing amount of innovation coming into the market here and exciting. We've got to figure out how to get more of this stuff at these costs and quality that's out there today in some of these aircraft is extraordinary. And hearing about TBOs of thousands and thousands of hours instead of 1,500 hours is pretty interesting. So I'm encouraged by the innovation here. I'm encouraged by their tenacity to stay in the game, even though the regulatory side here for flight is harder and expenses higher at whatever it is, $7 or $8 a gallon for avgas over here or more. But they are really devoted to flying, and I hear good things, but I think it's much smaller numbers.
This is your first Aero. What's your impression so far?
I sure like the covered buildings when it's raining out, I'll tell you that. It's a very inviting circumstance to spend time talking to people in these booths, and I think there's a lot of energy here, and I didn't, frankly, expect it to be this significant. Now, particularly without a kind of a flying part of a venue, there's no real flying part of this thing, so I thought, how's this work for an aviation event? It worked really well.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2019 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.